We're here at the grand opening of the Bayer Crop Science West Sacramento facility for research and development of biologics and vegetable seeds. And with me here is Liam Condon, who is the Bayer Crop Science CEO Global. And he was here. And so if you're here, Liam, this must be a pretty big deal for Bayer Crop Science.
It is a very big deal for us. This is a very big investment, both in West Sacramento, but particularly now as part of our U.S. strategy and a global strategy. And it's not a local site, it's a global site and an integrated research and development site for biologics for us. Plus, it's going to house also our vegetable seeds unit for the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Now, what really has impressed me with this is the record time you got this building put together. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we put ourselves under pressure. We acquired AgriQuest in 2012, and we quickly outgrew the premises we were in. We had 110 people there, fantastic scientists, but we just didn't have any space. We reached now 160, and we said we've got to find new premises. If we really want to exploit the potential of originally AgriQuest, the company. So we quickly honed in on this site here, where we've had an awful lot of support from the mayor's office, West Sacramento, from the city, and from the construction companies. They put it up in record time. And now we have the capacity to really expand further. We can go up to 300. We can house up to 300 scientists here. So we're very excited about the site.
And it seems like the employees that are here are also really excited.
Oh, yeah. The excitement level is unbelievable. I mean, it's great to see there's so many young people here. A lot of them have come out of UC Davis. We've got a fantastic group of scientists here, and the energy level is really amazing. And now they finally have all of the tools and technologies that they've dreamed about, so that they can really now jump into what they want to do is really develop new products that will help agriculture.
I think you said it was like Christmas morning, right?
Yeah, it literally is. I mean, a lot of the technology in here, the facilities, is new. It's all very shiny, and it's stuff that, particularly if you come out of university, you dream of having a facility like this, so that you can, as a scientist, just explore and try and come up with fantastic new ideas and, at the end of the day, products. And that's the situation that we have, that people really appreciate that they have this opportunity now, and they don't have to dream anymore. It's reality.
How important is R&D for Bayer Crop Science, and what is your plans for investment in R&D going forward?
Yeah. Well, for Bayer, overall, research and development is ultimately, it's the heart and soul of the company. We like to think of ourselves as an innovation company, and innovation starts for us. The core is research and development. We spend a large part of our sales for crop science. This is about 9-10% of our annual sales we spend every year on research and development. So there's a very strong commitment to continued investment. And again, it's part of the DNA of the company that we say research and development is core to what we do.
You mentioned last night how old Bayer Crop Science is.
Yeah.
And how this company, moving into the future, you have quite a heritage to build up.
Yeah, I've got a bit mixed feelings when we talk about the history, because I think we should be proud. We're over 150 years old, but that doesn't really excite us per se. And I said yesterday, what really excites us is the future. But we've got a certain heritage, we've got a certain culture, and the only reason we've lasted for over 150 years is because we put such an emphasis on innovation and constantly developing better ways forward, new ways forward, and that sustained us over 150 years. So that's the part that we take from the history, but what really excites us is the future, the possibilities we have.
And the potential, the challenges that's facing us, you mentioned really what we're looking at here. The reason we're in this building is the challenge of feeding a growing population.
Yeah. I think farming, agriculture is facing tremendous challenges. On the one side, we've got this growing population from 7 to 9 billion in 2050. most people don't get excited about that because you don't feel it. But if you travel around Asia or Africa and see these tremendous amounts of people and the difficulty in feeding everybody, this is going to become a huge problem. Plus, land, arable land, isn't becoming, it's not keeping pace, so there's no growth in arable land, which means productivity has to increase significantly. And on top of that, people, rightly, average people want high quality, safe and affordable food. And to achieve this with no increase in arable land, this means we're going to have to be more innovative over time. So we do see tremendous challenges. Also, climate. I think there's often, and I say here in West Sacramento, I've asked a few people, or in California, the weather, the drought, the current drought, is this climate change or is it a cyclical thing? And it's kind of 50-50, the answers I get. But at the end, it doesn't matter. It's real. It's a real problem for agriculture. Drought is a tremendous problem. There's other areas that are suffering from flooding, and we got to deal with this. And again, one of the ways to deal with this will be through innovation.
And another thing that's so important moving forward is environmental impact and sustainability. And I think this R&D and the biologics are really addressing that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it will all be about sustainable agriculture. The goal can never be just to produce more food at the cost or the expense of the environment, because it's not going to be sustainable. So we have a huge emphasis on farming practices that are sustainable. And a core part of that is going to be biologics, where there's multiple advantages. But it's not only biologics. We also see great opportunities in smart combinations with synthetic chemistry, or also seeds and traits. And here, this is where a lot of the innovation is going on, is finding the best approaches that will really help us increase yield and quality, but not ever at the expense of the environment. This is crucial for us.
Excellent. Liam, is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't touch on?
No, I just say we are very, very excited to be here in West Sacramento in California. Our U.S. headquarters is in RTP, and now we're happy that on the West Coast we also have an innovation hub, so we can really tap into all of the potential in the U.S. We're very happy to be here.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be here and to find out more about this here at the Bayer Crop Science Grand Opening at the West Sacramento facility. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.